All right. We actually had opening music this week. You're welcome. If that's copyrighted, and I'm sure it is, we don't make money on this podcast, so please try to sue us. anyway, welcome to the fourth episode of Charlie and Me. We got a great show set up for you guys today. Saw Charlie this weekend briefly.
Quick bathroom stop.
Peed in his house. So, yeah, I mean, basically, we're all set to go. And we're ready to get this thing rolling. That was Charlie's song of the week. So I tried to lobby to get Charlie to sing his song of the week to us.
I was singing that. You couldn't tell?
Yeah. Apparently, the production quality and the soundproof of Charlie's living room got a lot better over the last week. So there it is. There's Charlie singing, and that was amazing. Congratulations,
Thank you.
Charlie.
Thank you.
as many of you know, we have a bracket challenge we put out there for everyone, and a whopping 6 of you signed up. That's a big number for us. That's 6 people that actually read something we sent.
Two of those are us.
All right, well, 4. So. I count myself.
I mean, I'm a listener of our podcast.
Yeah, I listen to it before everyone else. Inside information. So we have this bracket challenge out there, and we put a tweet out. I think we got more responses to that tweet than we had.
We had 12 responses to the tweet.
Yeah, and we have So basically, as everyone might know, it's based on a punishment. So the person who gets last place has to do something, and we made a bunch of options. I think the options were retake the ACT, shave your eyebrow, or what was the one? Show your pics to public.
Publicize your pics.
Yeah, that one is kind of a dumb one, but you know, we had to give someone the easy route. So
I voted for that one.
Did you?
Last, yeah.
So the winner of that is, give me a drum roll. Retake the ACT. So
that's gonna suck.
The people in the Charlie and Me bracket challenge, I can't wait to make one of you retake the ACT. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, and I guarantee you, we'll start a GoFundMe and pay for it. So we'll be fine.
Yeah. The worst part really would be sitting all day on a Saturday with a bunch of high schoolers, knowing that I have a job. I'm like, you know, financially stable in that sense. But I want to prove my knowledge.
But the really cool part is, like, just like when I was in high school, and you might not relate to this, Charlie, you can go out and get shit-faced afterwards.
Nah, yeah.
So, like, you don't really have to worry about it.
Who wants to go to the bar?
Yeah.
You can
find some underage people. You can profit off underage drinkers. Nah, just don't do that, guys. Don't do that.
I think we should go hit up the Proctor afterwards.
Ooh, I like that, too. Anyway, she's probably, like, 60. It's a good move.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
Anyway. Charlie, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, St. Patty's Day. First St. Patty's Day living in Chicago. Had to do the touristy stuff. Went down, watched the parade, watched the river turn green. And the best part was probably the bagpipes. Big bagpipe fan, just high quality music.
What's your favorite bagpipe song?
Amazing Grace.
Oh, that's classic.
Yeah.
It makes me cry every time.
I'd say I want that at my funeral. I want like 3 bagpipers at my funeral to play Amazing Grace.
Is there like bagpipe bands?
Yeah.
Are they like bands or are they like?
Well, I think it's like more of a group
than
a band.
I wish there were bands. Just like you can buy tickets to like the House of Blues to watch the bagpipers.
They're always combined with drums.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I mean, it's really all you need for a band is some drums.
True.
Yeah.
But. My weekend was pretty tame. I was on a flight all the way and was pretty relaxed. But anyway, we got a good interview coming in for you now. We got a good friend of mine, Abe Stamper. He was a close friend of mine in high school, and we have many college moments today.
Hey, Abe.
We'll bring him onto the show here. Hey, Abe.
Hey. How's it going?
Good. Welcome to Charlie and Me, the fourth podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it. It's a pleasure.
First question, have you listened to any of the podcasts leading up to this one?
You know what? Yesterday, I took a little bit of a listen, but I didn't get to them death, unfortunately. But you guys want to give me a little rundown.
I think we could probably do that. I think you'll get most of the rundown from basically just talking to us here. This is a segment we do every time. It's called the Friendly Update. Charlie and I think that people need to call each other's friends more often since we live farther apart. So this is the Friendly Update where we're just going to shoot the shit for about 15 minutes or so, and then you can go on living your life.
Nice. That sounds good to me, man.
All right. Let's get things started. Abe, we want to know, what's your favorite memory from working with Grant and I at Des Moines Golf and Country Club? I know there's a lot to choose from, but let's hear your favorite memory.
I remember, there was one time, I don't know if Charlie was working or Grant was working that day, but one of the members really had to use the bathroom there. I don't know if it was on the back nine or not, but they pull up into the shack where they put the golf balls. And, let's just say they dropped a number two that day. And one of the head pros had to go in there and clean it up. And it was a very funny experience at that time. So that's probably my favorite experience.
I was definitely there when someone dropped a deuce on number 18, yeah.
I had to close that day, so I got the aftermath of it, I feel like.
Oh, man.
I forgot about that story.
I don't remember who had to do it, but whoever had to do it, that was horrible. Not worth the money.
No, there's no money worth that one right there.
Oh, man.
What kind of a round was that guy having where he just felt like he had this shit in a cabinet that's literally inches, like feet away from an actual bathroom?
Yeah, with, like, lavender towels inside it. But no, he went to the shack.
Actually, that's a guy's guy right there.
Before, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
It smelled pretty bad.
Oh, man. That's awesome. I totally forgot about that one. Thanks for bringing that one back into my memory. I'm going to have nightmares about that tonight.
Speaking of that, Grant, do you remember when we were playing golf and that guy just dropped his dude? In the middle of a hole.
Hey, this is similar. We were literally playing on a it's kind of like an executive course. It's a Highland 9 or never mind.
No, it's 18 hole course.
Highland National, never mind. We were playing a Highland National. It was a nicer course, but it still wasn't a great course. Public course. There's a street running alongside the hole we're on, and there's two holes that run parallel. This guy just pops out of his cart, comes around the tree.
I just look over, and the first thing I see is just a log falling from his ass to hit the ground.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I had to go hit it. No.
Oh, man.
Charlie missed the green on that shot.
You know,
but
the round's up to no good at that point.
I had, like, an...
You might as well just quit.
I had an
8... Yourself a screwdriver.
That's what every reasonable guy would do, but not this guy.
Oh, yeah, that was shit. That was shit stories with Charlie, Abe, and Grant. Abe, tell us about your NIT bracket. I think you had Marquette going pretty far, huh?
Dude, Marquette's playing right now versus Penn State. Been hammering Marquette for the Final Four at Madison Square Garden. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, I'm probably one of 35 people in the country with an NIT bracket. But the odds are in my favor at this point, so we'll see.
I think it is.
I'm rooting for Loyola Chicago in the actual bracket. So, Sister Jean.
Sister Jean.
She's listening and she's awesome. So.
There's some magic in the air. Oh, she's listening to this. You better believe it is.
Big follower, yeah.
She's been on every news outlet. I'm like, that's crazy, man. She's like, what, 98
years old.
She's 98?
98 is what I saw.
Oh. My gosh. At 98, I'd love to be on TV talking smack with other teams.
That'd be awesome. That'd be spectacular. But she doesn't have them. She has them losing this round.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in her bracket.
Yeah. Well, that's not God's plan.
I was gonna say that's not God's will.
It's not God's plan. Love it. So if Marquette goes to Madison Square Garden, are you gonna make it into the final?
We'll see, man. I don't know. We've been playing well. We've won 7 of 8 now. Playing a lot better. It shows that we probably could have actually won a game in the tournament, but I don't know, man. Who knows at this point?
This year, anyone could win. Anyone could win a game.
It's true. I mean, in any facet of any game, anyone can win anything.
Except for Virginia. That was just not going to happen. Whoever had them winning the championship in all their brackets is a complete idiot. I mean, who would ever do that?
Charlie had him.
I'm on board with Retrievers now.
My buddy felt bad for – I was at the bar when I was watching it. My buddy felt bad for Virginia. He was like, how do you feel bad for the number one overall seed? confusing.
No, that's just embarrassing.
Like they just didn't show up that day. They played horrible.
Yeah,
so.
That was just embarrassing.
Yeah.
That was flipping miserable.
I love their coach's post-game press conference. He goes, yeah, that was just an ass-whooping.
It was.
I mean, props to him for saying the truth, because that they just got out whooped. They got whooped.
Exactly. They didn't show up, and UMBC did. That's just like how it went down, and I understand. I mean, it sucks that UMBC didn't go on to win the next game, but I mean,
no, that'd have been great.
It is what it is. That's March.
Yeah.
So.
That's March. Speaking of March, it's also hockey season.
Hockey.
Last professional hockey game I went to, Abe, you traveled with me. You didn't go to the game with me. We went up north, and I don't know. I'd like to hear your entire side of the story. Story here where it ended with OT Genesis at the bar.
Oh, that was great. That was Tiff's, I think, right?
Yeah.
I bet your listeners know all about that. But I drove up to hang out with Grant, and then you and Charlie went to the game.
Yeah.
I sat back and killed like 12 or 13 tall boy PBRs.
Nice.
Over the course of 2 hours, just sitting on the couch. So I was ready to go. When you guys got back, we went bumped at Tiff's and played some OT Genesis with all the white boys at St. Thomas. So.
Do you remember sitting in a circle and like just booling the whole time and like dancing to OT Genesis like 15 times because they just kept putting Coco on?
I think that was early on in the Coco period where that song really blew up. And no one really got it, but
baking soda.
We really enjoyed it.
Oh yeah, that was a great story. I don't think I'll ever forget. Well, I mean, I forgot half of the night, but I don't think up until that forgetting point, I don't think I'll ever forget.
The part that you needed to remember, you can remember. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Right? Oh, is that the time where CJ had that girl's phone in his pocket?
Yeah, I remember getting woken up that night.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
This is so much better than I thought.
You gotta tell the rest of it.
That was so weird. All right, so I browned out for a little bit. I browned out for just a little bit, and then I came back alive somehow. CJ had somehow taken some girl's phone, had in his pocket. CJ, for those of you who don't know, CJ, he's like a puppy dog that doesn't drink water and just drinks alcohol.
Jameson.
$20 on
buy
one, get one free
drinks. So really, really he spent $240. But so he had this girl's phone in his pocket, and then he just leaves it, and he goes upstairs, and he lived above us, and we lived downstairs. And the next thing you know, his phone's ringing, and we answer it, and this girl's like, who has his phone? Where is she? We're like, I don't know where she is, but the phone's right here. Like, you can come get it. So this random girl knocks on our door, comes and gets
like
his phone.
3
it's like 3 in the morning. We're trying to eat pizza.
Yeah, we're waiting for pizza. You eat some Domino's?
Oh, yeah. I'm a rewards member. and she knocks on the door, and then she's like, I have to go to the bathroom. And then she walks into our bathroom, leaves the door open, and makes me keep talking to her while she's peeing. And I'm like trying to look away. And she's like, it's fine. And just like, I don't know what to say. I just found her phone in the pocket.
Grant's getting stage fright. He's not even the one peeing right now.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. That was the weirdest freaking night. I totally forgot about that portion.
Yeah, I feel like there's more of it too, but you know what? Who knows at this point?
Didn't she like just not leave like too? She like lingered hard.
No, we kind of made her leave because we were trying to eat the pizza.
I wonder if you like took her friend. I was like, no, your friend is not here. Your friend is, as you can tell.
It was a classic. But, it was a classic misunderstood for human trafficking type of drunk night.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Story turned. Oh man.
All right, Abe, next question. We're going a little more serious with this one. I'm an engineer. You're an engineering student right now, correct?
Yeah, I'll be done by here.
Awesome. Congratulations. Future congrats. What made you want to become an engineer, and like, what kind of future engineering goals do you have for once you start working?
What kind of job are you going to get?
Sure, man. So I have already a job set up, and I'll start in June. But I'll start with the first question you got.
Yeah.
Why I want to become an engineer. I guess, like, my parents kind of put me onto it. They really thought like I would like the engineering mindset and the engineering background. And my brother is also a mechanical engineer in Des Moines. So I kind of liked what he was doing. And he's like I was building cool stuff, and I was like, man, that looks like kind of a cool profession to go into. So I started my first year undecided, then declared mechanical, and then now I'm kind of getting into what I want to do. So I want to go into, like, power generation, like renewables, but my first job is going to be with a company called Dynamic Ratings, and basically they deal with, like, substations, like electrical substations. So I'll be doing, like, commissioning engineer, so I'll help go set up these monitoring solutions for substations. Like, in layman's terms, basically, I'm just going to go help set up this stuff on the side of the highways all over the country, which sounds weird, but, like, it's a good gig, and it'll give me a lot of experience. So
that's awesome. Well, always wear your yellow vest, because if you're on the side of the highway, I don't want to hit you.
Yeah.
10 points,
like,
though.
I can't grab the transformers that are pushing, like, 300-plus volts through it, so... They told me some horror stories. They're like, yeah, we had a couple guys. It wasn't from our company, but it was one of our partner companies. He grabbed it, the wrong part, and got third-degree burns all over his hands. But like, that won't happen to you. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. Watch out for the oil, man. All that oil leaking out of those.
Yeah, man. We'll see. I don't really know what to expect, but I mean, it's a good gig right out of college. He can travel, so it's a lot of time on the road. But who knows, man. I'm excited
for
it.
Sounds fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats on that, man.
Thank you.
Nerd.
Yeah, dude, I'm just doing math right now, actually, so if I could just, this game, oh, man, Marquette needs to win this game.
What's the score update? Give us the score update.
33-26.
Breaking news.
State ball with, it's weird, so in NIT, they're playing quarters.
Oh, that's right, rule changes.
So 3 minutes less than the second quarter, and they push back the three-point line. I don't know what they're doing with this whole scenario, but...
So, hot take, are they trying to make the NIT more of like an NBA-friendly tournament?
They're trying out new rules that they might want to institute into the college basketball next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like this quarter scenario. It lengthens the game a lot.
Ugh.
I don't know, man.
More TV timeouts.
Yeah, more money.
That's true. They're big money guys. They're never getting into the actual players. You guys know that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, we have one last question that we're going to start asking all our interviewers, our interviewees. But it's, if you were going to get a tattoo, what would you get and where would you put it?
Oh.
Leprechaun on your ass.
What do you say?
Leprechaun on your ass.
That would be a good one. But I'm thinking, like,
be fitting.
Let's see. Oh, I know Cole will probably won't turn into this, but I'll just get, like, Lisa Meharry on my lower back.
Oh, I'm going to send this to Rod.
You got to send this to him. Cause I want,
oh, I'm going to send this to him. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
guys, I really appreciate it.
No, hey, you're not done yet.
One more segment with you.
All right. That was the last question, but
this
next portion sounds like you didn't get far enough in the rest of them.
I must have cut off there.
Charlie's kind of a notoriously bad speller.
Or good, either way you look at it.
Yeah, okay. Well, good if you never learn how to spell.
Yep.
So, Charlie, we have this with basically everyone we've had on so far, we have a spelling bee. Do you think you're a better speller? Do you think you're a better speller than Charlie?
Oh, I'm gonna say 100% yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
I won.
That's a good one.
I remember in my fourth grade spelling bee, the word I missed was overalls. So I know that there's two L's in overalls now. So if you ask me that, I got that at least.
I did not know that. So.
Yeah. That could have been weird. All right. Well, I'll explain the rules real quick. Basically, what we do is we have we'll have the first round. I'll ask Charlie a question, and then if he gets it wrong, you get to steal it from him, and if you get it right, you get the point. The second round, you'll get the first question. If you get it right away, Charlie has no chance to rebut, and you win. If you get it wrong and he rebutes, we go to overtime, a third round. And you each get your own question on the overtime round.
Gotcha.
So there's still a chance for a tie, but, you know, that's a little kissing your sister, so we don't like that. are you comfortable with the rules?
Oh, 100%.
All right, so I'll start here. Charlie?
Bring it.
You ready?
Yeah.
The first word I have for you is chaotic.
Chaotic, like chaos.
Yes.
Chaotic. Well,
don't spell chaos, because spell chaotic.
Chaotic. Oh, boy. I'm not really good with the C versus K's. So, that doesn't look right. K-A-Y-O-T-I-C.
No.
Do I get a chance at the same word?
Yeah, you get the same word now.
C-H-A-O-T-I-C.
That's correct.
No,
that's
way.
Right. Yay. All right.
Anything like that, that's awesome, man.
That's good. All right, Abe, you got a leg up here going into the second round.
Let's go.
I want to verify right away. I don't give any clarifying questions, so the word I give is the word I give. You ready?
All right. That's fair.
Your word is not.
Not?
Correct.
As in, like you tie a knot?
I do not clarify the questions as I stated before the round started. What do you say?
K-N-O-T, not.
Nah.
I'm going to go with... N-O-T, not.
That's right.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Looks like we're going overtime here. All right, we're going to overtime. Abe, since you started with the lead, I'll give you the first question here. Are you ready?
All right. Let's hear it.
Announce.
What? Can you repeat that one more time?
Announce.
Announce?
No, announce. Like, I'm announcing this word.
A-N-N-O-U-N-C-E.
Correct.
There's two N's in that?
Yep.
good to know.
Should have given it to you.
Oh, man.
Charlie, this is one that actually might be up your wheelhouse.
Oh, that's probably not true.
Cathedral.
Oh. I've been to a couple cathedrals before.
There's a couple of this.
Looks close enough. Okay, we're going to go C-A-T-H-E-D-R-A-L.
Fuck. All right, hold on. One more round. I can't end two. All right. Charlie gets the first one here.
Okay.
That's fair.
All right. Migrations.
Migrations? Like
bird migrations.
Of the bird. Migrations. Plural or singular? Like migration
plural.
Okay. M-I-G-R-A-T-I-O-N-S.
Fucking A. Yes, Charlie's right again.
He's getting hot. Dictionary in front of you? He's getting hot.
What?
You got your dictionary in front of you? Your Scripps National Dictionary?
You know I do.
Oh, yeah.
It's the boys' version. All right, Abe. Cardigan.
Cardigan?
Yeah.
C-A-R-D-I-G-A-N.
All right, you guys are good spellers. This game's over.
Ah, it's a tie. All right,
I'm down with this, man.
I think my record's now 1-2, 1-1-2.
You tied two now?
I've tied twice.
Hey, that's not bad. It sounds like this is misleading. Charlie's not as bad of a speller as he is.
I think I picked the wrong questions. I should have given him announce a new cathedral.
Yeah.
Because I realized Charlie went to church for a pretty long time. He should know how to spell cathedral. He probably saw it every morning since he was five.
It's pretty accurate. Pretty accurate.
That's fair.
So.
All right, Abe. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it. Take it easy.
It was a blast. We'll see you later.
Thanks, man.
Peace. All right. That was. I'm pissed. I'm actually pretty pissed. I messed up the word counts here, and I gave Charlie the wrong one.
I think I'm getting hot. Don't let me get hot. I'm getting hot.
He's getting a little steamy, and that whole dog catch the car scenario is getting a little weird. So
I wouldn't know what to do.
On that note, for me, you know, having a rough time here. we'll have a little going soft segment come in.
How soft?
Man, I've been pretty flaccid recently, and we. sorry, I shouldn't laugh at myself. basically going soft. It's been a tough one. I've realized now that I'm now 23 years old and the lactic acid breakdown is not nearly as fast as it used to be when I was like 21. It's amazing what 2 years can do to your body. And probably like sitting in a chair like 8 to 10 hours a day probably doesn't help. But anyway, I was on the beach playing spike ball with a bunch of 20-year-olds, and I was having a blast. I was diving all over the place, and I wake up the next morning, and I can barely move. Like, it's 7:30 in the morning. Of course, these guys are sleeping until, like, 11, and I wake up, and I'm like, oh, God. I need some Gatorade or something. I couldn't move. So basically, I have arthritis now, and I'm now 90 years old and a man that will die at 60. So, you know.
It's like you wake up every morning feeling like you were in a prize fight and you lost.
I lost. Definitely lost. So, Charlie? I don't know.
I'm sorry. Okay, we're going to introduce a little new segment. We're going to call it Best and the Worst. This week we're going to do Best and the Worst of Spring Break. In honor of the Spring Break, people are starting to go out on some trips. And we're starting to see some cool Instagrams and some pics. And Grant just got back from his break.
Yeah, you know.
Whatever. I'm only like a lot jealous. I mean, you were in the Caymans. I was here. We got snow. I was worked, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah, I'm not bitter. I'm not. Yeah,
no, not at all.
Yeah, no, we won't. Yeah. So anyway, my best and the worst of spring breaks. My best is sleeping in a hammock all week outside in the Florida sun, or I guess it's at night, but waking up to the Florida sun, it just gives you that feeling of weightlessness, and you know, nothing matters. You just sit in your hammock. It's great.
What about with all the blood that's in your butt, because your butt's the lowest part? No.
Yeah, I never had that problem.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, I just love hammocks.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. My worst is going to be the people, in the sense of you have like 20, 25 people crammed in a fairly small house with like a couple bedrooms and like one bathroom, one or two bathrooms. It tends to get pretty cramped, and after a week-long party fest, you get a little irritated of some just being around people constantly with no room to yourself. So, but that only, you know, happened in the last couple of days. But I was definitely ready to be back after every spring break for that to get a little alone time.
Well, that was kind of rude to all the people that were in spring break.
No, right? I love all the people. Yeah. It's just sometimes I want some me space, you know, back off. Let me be me.
I know what me time is interpreted as, so enjoy that.
Yeah.
I think I misunderstood this segment when we came up with it. I just came up with the best. I don't really have a worst about anything. So I guess
not,
I could come
not
up
the
with
car rides.
Guess I could come up, whatever, you know. You gotta car rides. You got like delayed like gratification. I gotta wait to get someplace and enjoy it.
Delayed gratification coming back.
It made a comeback a long time ago. Anyway, my best of spring break, didn't come up with a worst because there wasn't such thing. Is the 3 B's.
Bears, Beats, Battlestar Galactica.
Close. Beers, beaches, boats, and there's a fourth one, babes.
Boats.
Could you find a fifth one?
No.
Well, probably, but I
bubble gum.
Bubble.
Yeah.
Moving on. the next segment we had was guy stuff. There's a lot of things that guys do that make other people feel uncomfortable, and even other guys feel uncomfortable around it. And Charlie and I talked about it, and we have things that we do that we're going to do it for the rest of our lives. And it's not even like
just guy things.
It's just guy stuff. Other guys do it too, but some guys are like, dude, what the hell is that? And so guy stuff, really. My big guy stuff thing is peeing in the shower. I'm a big fan. I think it's me going pretty green, because I'm kind of
saving water in that
I'm
sense.
I don't have to fill the toilet. Thing came out today. Peeing in the sink's a green way to go too.
I heard that. That's pretty cool. I'm not against this. I've done it. Not a huge fan though. Like, I don't like go out of my way to do it.
You don't like sitting in your own pee?
No, I'm big bath guy.
It's kind of warm though. ooh, peeing in a bath.
That, it's like being in a pool without chlorine. That's a little.
I'm not sure if I'm. I don't think I'm against that either. Go for it.
I mean,
drink your own pee. Why not bathe in it?
Not gonna say names, but I've been in an ice bath while people have peed.
There's chlorine in those though. Well, the ones we were in.
Not in high school.
Ooh.
Just a plastic tub, non-moving water, and ice.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah, I don't know if he listens to the podcast.
You might want to send it to him.
I might have to send it to him.
That's too bad.
I mean, he won state, so.
Hopefully he wasn't dehydrated. I think he just gave it away.
I know.
Asen.
Yep, ASO.
What's your guy stuff?
My guy stuff is just when you're sitting on the couch watching some basketball, drinking a beer, you know, you have your beer in one hand. Where's your other hand going to go?
Your dick.
Just down your pants, you know? You gotta do anything.
You don't actually have to touch your dick. I think that's a miscommunication. I think that's a miscommunication. Yeah, you just put it.
It's right underneath the waistband.
It's like your top gooch. It's not like the bottom, it's the top gooch.
It's right above the waistband.
Maybe it's your stomach.
You're just warming it up, so then you can switch hands with your beer.
But you want to warm your beer up?
No, you drink the beer, and then you like.
Oh, but yeah, your hand gets cold from the beer.
New beer, other hand.
Like, oh, that's a good catch. Good catch.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one. That's a real good one. But it's that little top gooch spot. I'm gonna coin that phrase. The top.
Yeah, you're not going all the way down. Just above.
I like that. I do that all the time.
That's guy stuff.
I'm doing it right now.
I have a beer in one hand, my phone in the other, but. I was doing it earlier.
Oh, love it. Well, that was guy stuff. That's guy stuff with Charlie and me. This basically concludes the fourth episode of Charlie and Me with Abe. That was fun. I think that's we had a lot of fun together. I hope you guys listening. Once again, if you're not our family or friends, thank you for listening for this long. Thank you for staying here. Yeah, I'm shocked. We had one person from China visit our website. By the way, segue. Follow our website, charlieandme.org.
That's all
follow us on Twitter, _charlieandme. Everything's spelled out. You'll find us. You'll see a picture of us holding each other's backs. You know, we got each other's backs. So
I had it. You had an itch. Just team up.
Yeah. Team itches. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Have a great week, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Deuces.